What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today we gotta talk about the Biden administration and how they've gone full-blown Soviet Union dictatorship with this, Board of Governance, aka Ministry of Propaganda. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, please consider donating a cup of coffee for me, because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and Cumberland Farms, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I'm also on Locals, guys, if you guys want to support and sponsor this podcast show. If you guys love Nikki's World so much, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review, all right? And before we get the show on the road, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today. All right, guys, we got this done. It's Saturday. Yeah, normally on Saturday I would podcast on the road, which means that I'd be on the way to work and podcast this. But today, it's my 2 days off. I'm home. I'm relaxing. I'm chilling, you know. And quite frankly, guys, I'm just in my adult diaper and t-shirt and podcasting for y'all today. So it's a four-day weekend vacation. So I needed time off away from work. I needed time away from the hub so I can just relax, chill, calm down, and basically collect my head, okay? So that's sort of the thing. So, and yes, I am diapered and podcasting for y'all. So I am in my Mega Max diapers from North Shore, and I'm just in the t-shirt and just having a chit chat with y'all and having a show. So that's more to that. And today, guys, I do want to talk about the Biden administration, like what they wanted to do through the Department of Homeland Security was create what they call a disinformation governance board, which is nothing more than a propaganda ministry. Okay, it's like how you see in dictatorships, like totalitarian, authoritarian countries that need, like, say, a propaganda ministry just to spread their lies, their disinformation, which what they're really doing, okay? And they're basically trying to silence anyone who doesn't speak the truth, or who basically, like, goes against their propaganda, okay? So basically, guys, this disinformation governance board is clearly a violation of the First Amendment. This is clearly a violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and it's clearly a violation of the freedom of speech that we have in this country. It seems this is the hill that the left and the Democrats want to die on. They want to kill freedom of speech and the First Amendment in this country because they want to be more like the Soviet Union, where speech was controlled, where you had only the approved speech, okay? So this is what they are going after. This is what they really want to do. They want to basically, this is their claim, combat disinformation, right-wing propaganda. Basically, it's like this. They want to silence those who speak ill, who are highly critical of the left, Democrats, LGBTQ people, special interest people, and basically the illegitimate administration, which I call him the Pino. So basically, guys, this is basically anti-freedom of speech. And as a podcaster here, I'm going to say this explicitly. Anybody in Congress that doesn't do a thing to remove this board should be immediately primaried, should be immediately basically voted out of office. This is a clear violation of our civil liberties in this country because the Pino administration and the Democrats, they want to suppress freedom of speech. They want to suppress freedom of thought. They want to suppress people's rights to have differences of opinion, have viewpoints, okay? Have beliefs that are separate from each other. They want to have these things. And you know what? It's these differences is what makes the United States of America the nation that it is today. The left wants none of that. They want to silence people like me from speaking up. They want to basically say that people like me who are, what, libertarians, independents, far right, or Trump supporters or MAGA supporters, that we don't have a right to speak up. We don't have a right to our viewpoints and all that. This is why people are starting to get fed up with the Pino administration. This is why, guys. And because of that, guys, this is why we have a war in this country. We have a war against culture, society, against freedom of speech, freedom of thought, and all that. And I'm telling you this, guys. We need to seriously fight this like a tooth and nail. Seriously, guys. Seriously. The left is anti-freedom of speech. They're anti-freedom of thought. They're anti-freedom of the press. They hate it. They hate it so much that they would literally want to live like the Soviet Union, like China, like any far-left authoritarian country. They want to live like that because they want to live like, if you have seen the movie 1984, they want to live like that. But the rest of us, we are freedom loving. We love our freedom. We love our liberties. We love our free speech. We love our right to bear arms. We love our freedom of the press. Okay? We love our freedom of religion. The left, on the other hand, hates that. They really do. And then this article from reclaimthenet.org, and by the way, all the links in the articles that I talk about, guys, are going to be in the description below. This board is going to be headed by Nina Jankowicz, a former advisor to the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, and she's a critic of online free speech. She says she hates it. She says she wants to squash it. She says she wants to... She wants to eliminate it. I go like this. This girl needs to be bitch slapped across the bow. Basically, it's like this. Basically, just take my glove hand off and just bitch slaps her so damn hard that by the time she falls over, it'll knock some common sense into her. But basically, guys, DHS wants to create a disinformation board because they want to abuse our free speech rights. They want to abuse our freedom of the press. They basically do. And this is something that, as a taxpayer, I don't want my money paying for this shit. I don't want my money paying to silence free speech, freedom of the press in this country, or trying to say, oh, this is disinformation. No. I want freedom of speech. You know, to combat more hate speech is more free speech. To combat hate press, more free press. It is simple as that. The left thinks that they're fighting disinformation from the right wing, but you know what? They're really hiding this because they're hiding the fact that they're the ones that are creating more disinformation. They're the ones that are hiding, like, oh, this is disinformation. This is right-wing propaganda, when in reality, it's left-wing propaganda that they're pushing. They're just accusing the right side of the very thing that they're doing, okay? When they're accusing you of doing something that you're not doing, they're doing it themselves, okay? They're doing it themselves. The fact of the matter is, guys, this dude, Information Governance Board is nothing more than the left's war on free speech. And the Washington Times puts this very clearly, guys. And the Washington Times knows that this is nothing more than a war on freedom of speech. This is nothing more than the left's war to silence opposition. Okay? This is something that, Stalin would be like going like this. I applaud you fools. Same thing with Mao's China. They would be like, I applaud you little fools. Okay? This is something that, like, I'm telling you this. This is something that, like, Stalin and Mao would do. And I tell you this, guys. As someone who studied, like, Mao's China in college. And I've studied this in history class. And I can tell you this. I can tell you. This is the same playbook that Mao did to the Chinese people. He created, like a propaganda ministry to spread, like misinformation, disinformation, lies about their opponents and all this. And to wild up the base so they can go after people, attack people, hound people, harass, intimidate, run them out of the country, sort of thing. This is what's going on here. This is what's going on in this country. And I'm telling you, man, this information board is nothing more than a propaganda ministry of the White House. It's all it is. It's all it is, guys. It's basically the White House saying that we don't care about your right to speak. We think whatever you say is fake news, like disinformation or misleading. Okay? This is what's going on. It's essentially like this, guys. They don't like the idea of people like you, me, Charlie Kirk, you know what I mean? Dan Bongino, Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, and a host of other conservative players out there. They don't like the fact that they are speaking up, that they are opposing leftist ideology, okay? This is nothing more than a war on freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The left hates that. The left despises that so much. In fact, guys, the left wants to be nothing more than like Venezuela, Cuba, or Vietnam, or China, or the old Soviet Union. They want to be more like that, where everybody's equally poor, everybody's equally miserable. They want to be like that. But the problem is, guys, and the problem is that we're not all like that. We're the United States of America, where we believe in freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, okay? The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we are. But the left in this country, they hate us. They hate people like me. They hate people like Steven Crowder, Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino, because we espouse freedom and liberty. They hate that. And that's why this disinformation governance board is nothing more than an attack on the First Amendment. Okay? This is why we have the Second Amendment. If the First Amendment ain't going well, the Second Amendment kicks in. And this is why, guys, we have the First Amendment rights. And this is why a lot of people want to come to this country, because they know we have the First and Second Amendment rights. We have a right to freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, and a right to bear arms. We have that. The left hates that. The left hates people like you, me, and all my listeners, because we have a right to speak up. We have a right to speak freely. And we also have a right to speak on our viewpoints, speak on our beliefs, speak on like whatever we believe in, okay? The left hates that. That's why they're trying to silence free speech, free press, and online free speech. They're trying to silence that. But I'm telling you, the left is playing whack-a-mole, because when you whack one, the other one pops up somewhere. And like Dan Bongino said, it's like the beach ball effect. You can push it down so much, sooner or later, that beach ball is going to pop right up. So, sooner or later, guys. Sooner or later, that beach ball, when they're suppressing free speech, free thought, free press, that beach ball is going to pop up. And I'm telling you guys, it's not going to be good for the left, okay? And I'll say this. The left hates our right to speak freely, because they hate the fact that we spew facts, we spew data, okay? The left lives on pure emotion, because they're emotion-driven, so that's why they live from one emotion to another, to another, to another. People like me, we spew facts and data. We spit out pure facts, pure data, and we believe in science and biology. The left doesn't believe in all that. They just believe whatever the corporate media or the left-wing pundits tell them. That's what they believe in. But people like me, we believe in freedom. We believe in the freedoms. We believe in like freedom of speech. And I'm willing to die for freedom of speech in this country. Because I know, man, living here in the United States of America, I live in a country where I can espouse my own opinions, my own viewpoints, okay? If I were to live in any other country and do this, you think I'd be alive right now, guys? Hell fuck no. I wouldn't be alive. I'd probably be, imprisoned? Or more likely, dead. Because the government would probably run my family out. They would probably hunt me down. Or I would have to flee to a freedom-loving country like the United States of America. And this is why, as a freedom-loving individual, We have to fight hard against this. We have to fight tooth and nail against this disinformation governance board. The DHS, which is the Department of Homeland Security, in my opinion, has been hijacked by the far left, okay? And they're trying to turn the Department of Homeland Security into the KGB or into the arm of, or into something similar like the KGB, okay? They're trying to do that to the FBI, which is, they're trying to turn that into a branch of the KGB. So this is why we need to fight this hard. We need Republicans, which I know we have our fair share of rhinos who need to retire, who need to be like, say, be given the retirement papers and say, well, your time's come, we need you to go, we need to put some new blood in there. So we do need that. We do, man. And I'll say this, guys. The Democrats in this country and the liberals in this country are the cause of all our problems that we are seeing since the illegitimate administration, the Pino, has been installed in this country. They are the source of all our problems. The Republicans aren't the solution, but they're the only ones we have there, unless, of course, we can get libertarians and independents to unseat the Republicans. Then I could see that as a viable way of fixing the country. I could see that. But as of right now, I've seen many articles online, okay? I've seen many articles online, you know, where people are like upset about this new disinformation board. Because even on the Daily Caller, they're saying like this, the headline: Biden official tapped ahead DHS's new disinformation board, peddles disinformation herself. Right there, in plain black and white, their new head of the disinformation board basically peddles left-wing propaganda. And the left thinks, oh no, we're just combating disinformation. No, you're being nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. Basically, you're using the government as your propaganda ministry, and doing what like Hitler, what Stalin, what Mao did. Trust me, that's all it is, guys. That's all it is. They're doing that to combat the truth. They're doing that to combat the facts, okay? And basically, this disinformation board is nothing more than a propaganda ministry that authoritarian countries have, okay? This is basically, in name only, the Disinformation Governance Board, dressed up nice to make it look good in front of the liberal media, in front of the liberal social media sites. But you take the suit off, okay? It's nothing more than the propaganda ministry spewing left-wing propaganda, trying to silence your enemies and trying to push like disinformation, alternative facts, views, or alternative opinions on the world. That's all it is, guys. And that's all they're doing, you know? And if you don't believe me, guys, here's my advice for y'all who are probably sitting on the fence on this. There's a book. If I ever find it, I will post it. Read up on the history of Mao Zedong in China during the Chinese Revolution. Read up the history on that. Because I will tell you this. If you read that book very carefully and apply it in the context of what's going on right now, it's an eye-opener. It's a shocking. And it'll shock you to your diaper. It'll shock you because I will tell you this. When I read that as a student of history, when I was at Eastern Connecticut State University, I thought it was a joke. But seeing what's going on now in the United States of America under the far left neo-progressive radical leftist liberal Democrats, it's not a far-fetched, guys. It's not a far-fetched. And I'm telling you this, guys, we're not far off. We are not that far off into it. And I'm not surprised. Good coffee, guys. And I'm not surprised that we are not far off into it. Because I'm telling you, man, this information board, and even on the post-millennial, their title, breaking, Biden administration creates disinformation governance boards under DHS to fight disinformation. In reality, basically, they're using the Department of Homeland Security to push leftist propaganda, leftist ideology. They're pushing leftist viewpoints, okay? They are basically pushing leftist ideology. They are basically trying to suppress freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of the press, and freedom of speech online. They're basically saying, oh, we're combating disinformation. No, you're basically, let me word this carefully. You're basically a propaganda ministry for the Democrat Party. Okay? You're basically a propaganda ministry. This is why it's like this. The left is desperate to spread like lies, like sow seeds of doubt in this country, and basically like give their own version of reality and truth. It's like because they know they have nothing left. They know that people are already like catching wind of what's going on. They already know that people are starting to wake up and see the Pino administration for what it is. And it wouldn't shock me, guys. It wouldn't shock me that this is their like grasping of the straws, because they know people are slowly waking up, smelling the roses, smelling the goddamn coffee, and realizing that this country is going downhill. This country is going in the gutter, okay? And the left is trying to spread their own information and trying to accuse the right of spreading misinformation or disinformation and claiming they're combating against that when in reality, they're the ones that are pushing the disinformation. Quite a shocker there, guys. Really, quite a shocker, okay? And it doesn't surprise me they're doing this in the midterm elections coming up, because they know they're going to get their asses beat. They know it's going to be a bloodbath for them come November. So, it's interesting. But you know the funny thing is, they're saying they're combating disinformation, but when you do the research and do the proper research and find out who's spreading disinformation, it's not from the right, okay? The vast majority is coming from the left. And the disinformation is coming more from the left than from the right. And it's quite obvious, guys. It's quite obvious that the disinformation is coming from the far left than the far right. And it's kind of funny, guys, that the far left likes to accuse the far right of spreading disinformation. But when you peel the onion layers You see who's really spreading disinformation, okay? You see, in reality, who is actually doing the disinformation. It's more the left. They're just trying to cover up their tracks, and they're not doing a damn well good job at it because they're leaving, like, cookie crumbs and cookie trails, and they're leaving, like, basically, crumbs going, like, oh, this is, like, a disinformation, this and this and this. You know? This is why it's like this. The Disinformation Governance Board should be abolished. Should be basically stricken out. Should be illegal, okay? Should be, like, basically taken to court and argue that it is anti-freedom of speech. It is basically nothing more than a propaganda arm, okay? It is basically nothing more than a propaganda ministry dressed up to look nice, all right? So this is why the Disinformation Governing Board is anti-freedom of speech, anti-freedom of the press. It basically violates the U.S. Constitution. Even the First Amendment explicitly says that we have the right to freedom of speech. And they're basically taking the Constitution, wiping it on their ass, and tossing it in the gutter. That's what they're doing. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Since this Pino was not duly elected, you know that authoritarians and dictators who aren't duly elected always need, like, what? Ministries of propaganda to spread their lies, to spread their false narratives, their disinformation and all that. They need that. They need that. But for those who are duly elected, they don't need, like, propaganda and all that. They don't need that. But if you live in an authoritarian country, is when you know that you have, like, what? Propaganda tools being spread around in this country. You have, like, propaganda ministries trying to squash dissent, trying to squash this and this and this, trying to suppress people's free speech rights. Yeah, you know you're in an authoritarian, totalitarian country when you have dictators, like, creating propaganda ministries to spread their lies, spread their scam, or basically, like, suppress freedom of speech and basically squash people's right to speak freely. If you live in an authoritarian, totalitarian country, when you know that the dictators have propaganda ministers to go after people who don't toe their line, don't believe in their left-wing ideology or the Marxist-Leninist ideology. So this is why, guys, I am a firm believer of freedom of speech, and I can't wait till we remove the Pino. I can't wait till we remove Democrats, where we would make sure that Democrats would never get elected to federal office for the next 100 to 1,000 years. And if they do, there would be a minority party. Okay? So I'll say this, guys. I'll say this, man. I'll say this. This disinformation board, it's basically setting up as a censorship board. Okay? It is. It's nothing more than the government censoring your right to free speech, your right to free press, your right to freedom of religion. They basically want to censor you from speaking up. And they And that's what that Disinformation Governance Board is. It's free speech versus censorship and framing it as false dichotomy. That's all it is, guys. That's all it is, you know? And in my opinion, guys, this board is nothing more than a weaponized tool against freedom of speech. It's basically a weapon to silence freedom of speech, to censor dissidents and people who have political views against this country. That's all it is. That's all it is. And I'm telling you, man, people who are anti-freedom of speech should be rounded up and deported from this country. They should be basically removed if they don't believe in freedom of speech. Okay? Look at Elon Musk, for example. Elon Musk brought out Twitter because he brought it out because of the fact that Twitter was becoming a leftist echo chamber, a leftist, you know what I mean? Like a circle jerk among the leftists who basically constantly agree with each other over everything. That's all it became, you know? That's all it really became. The fact of the matter is that Twitter, which is a haven for leftists, hates freedom of speech. They hate, like, people who have original thought, who think differently, who think, like different views, who believe in different views, who have differences of opinion, okay? That's why Elon Musk brought Twitter, because he wanted to bring freedom of speech back. He wanted to bring, like, freedom of the press and freedom of thought. And that's why this, like, Disinformation Governance Board is the opposite of that. They want censorship. They want silencing of people. They want basically to push their propaganda, okay? And this is nothing more than being a propaganda minister for a dictator, okay? And this is why this is going to sink the left royally. The left who's attached to this by the hip. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be their Waterloo. This is going to be their hill to die on. And when they do, I'm going to sit there with my cup of coffee like this and sit on the front porch in my diaper and t-shirt and watch them die on that hill over it. I am. And it's going to be a blast to see that. And hell yeah, that's a hell of a good coffee, guys, by the way. But like I said, I firmly believe that this DHS Disinformation Board is illegal, unconstitutional, violates the First Amendment of the United States Constitution right off the bat, should be abolished, should be struck down, and basically the people who are appointed to it should be removed, should be arrested, and should be marched off into federal prison. Plain and simple, okay? And I also believe like this, if and when we get a Republican in the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the White House, we should do a full purge of all the left-wing kooks in this country. We should do a full purge of all the left-wing crazies that are in the U.S. government. Get rid of them. I would say bring back my. I say like this, if Republicans get a firm hold of the government, okay, I would say bring back McCarthyism and run out every left-wing kook out of the country. I would do that in a fucking heartbeat, you know? And I believe Joseph McCarthy at the time would is probably rolling in his grave going, I told you so this would happen. Y'all didn't believe me, but I told you so. Yep. So this is why, guys, as a constitutional carrying individual, this board is unconstitutional. The Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board is unconstitutional, illegal, and should be wiped off the planet in 2 seconds. It should be literally erased real quick. I look at it this way. It should be gone from the thought, okay? It should be wiped out, okay? The Constitution says it's illegal, but the left, they don't believe in the Constitution because they believe in like Marxist-Leninist ideology or BLM crap or their critical racist theory crap. So this is why, guys, I carry the U.S. Constitution with me because I know my rights. And the left hates that. The left hates people who know their constitutional rights. They hate that like kryptonite. They really do. They really hate it like with a passion. They hate it so much and they hate it so badly. But I will tell you this right now, guys. The best weapon against like left-wing ideology is facts, science, and the Constitution. Simple as that. I just, every time a left-wing nut wants to say, oh, we should give transgender people more rights than people, and I sit there and I go like this. Hey, let me whip out my pocket Constitution. Show me where in the Constitution that says that. They can't. They run away, they scream, they have a temper tantrum, they have a meltdown, and then they whine and go, wah, 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 wah. You know? So that's why I go like this. I just laugh at them in the face. And I laugh at them so hard, you know? I really, really do. But you know what? I look at it this way. This is how you're going to get a one-term, like, illegitimate administration. And you're going to get a Republican. Probably more DeSantis than Trump. But, I don't know. But whichever Republican gets in is probably going to be a lot better than this illegitimate pino that we have right now. Okay, and the stuff that the left is doing is pushing more people into the arms of the Republican Party faster than ever. Okay, it really is. And that's why like this Disinformation Governance Board is another nail in the coffin for the Democrat Party, for the far left loony bin. Okay, it is another nail in the coffin, and sooner or later, once we close that coffin, it'll be like, wow, you know, they're done. They're never going to be in power ever again. They are never, ever going to be in power. All right. So before I go, guys, before I end this show and before I go, I just want to take a few moments to talk to y'all. I enjoy podcasting to y'all. You know, I enjoy, like, giving my opinions, my viewpoints, and beliefs because I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of the press, okay? I believe in the fact that every living, breathing individual in the United States of America has a right to speak up, okay? You have a right to your opinions, okay? Whether you like their opinions or not, that's your right, your choice, okay? With the left, they don't like that. They believe that you should agree to them. If you're not, you should be canceled, wiped off the planet, run out and all that shit. No. That's a childish thing to do. That is. And that to me is is being childish, being like a 5-year-old, all right? Whereas, like, people like me who are freedom-loving individuals, we believe in free speech. You have a right to your opinion? That's great! I may agree or disagree, but we're being adults. We're being an adult about it. And if you believe in this, and I believe in that, that's awesome! More power to you, okay? More power to you. But the left doesn't believe in that. They don't believe, like, people having differences of opinion. They believe in that, oh, everybody should be believing whatever whatever's out there. And it's like, no, that's not how the world works. That's not how society works. That's not how anything works. It doesn't. And this is why I am one of those people who believe in freedom and liberty, okay? And this information governance board that we talked about today on the podcast show, it's unconstitutional. It should be struck down in less than 2 seconds by SCOTUS and should be said like this. Well, that's unconstitutional, okay? That is illegal. Simple as that. But the Pino wants to create this through the Department of Homeland Security because they're claiming that they're fighting like a disinformation, but they themselves are creating disinformation more than what they're claiming to fight against. It's clear. It really is. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I got to do a diaper check just to make sure my diapers are okay, that I'm not leaking and all that. And then I hope y'all have a good weekend and stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.